Hi, this is Ted Nguyen doing an audio podcast for my favorite destination, and that's Maui in Hawaii. And I'm staying at the Fairmont Kailani. It's a beautiful resort, very family-oriented. Friends, couples can come here and stay and relax and have the comforts of home, but are in the luxury of one of the best hotels in all of Hawaii. Have the public relations director here, Megan Hardesty. Did I say that right?
Yes.
Megan, introduce yourself and tell us your proper title if I made a mistake on that title.
No, not at all. Yes, my name is Megan Hardesty, and I am the director of public relations for the Fairmont Kailani. Aloha.
And I've had, you know, four magical days here, and anybody that's been watching or listening and seeing all the posts on Twitter and Instagram know that I'm about being genuine and sharing authentic experiences to all the followers out there. So I will have to say this is one of the more special, unique experiences, and it's because of the sweet, luxury suite experience. And it's really unique here in Hawaii, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. We're actually the only all-suite and villa hotel in Hawaii, and it really offers a really exceptional, luxury, high-end experience for our guests, mainly because just of the extra space. People can come and really stay longer, feel like they have some space to really spread out, and it just kind of feels like a home away from home, in a sense.
And absolutely. I know that the bathroom is, you know, one of those areas where it's like, you know, people find bathroom, but you know what, this was a spacious bathroom. Somebody could be showering and somebody can be brushing their teeth, and it's just so private, but yet you can get ready in the morning and get ready on time, so you don't have to like wait for the next person to get ready, etc. And you can leave on time for appointments. And I'm telling you, that view that we had was spectacular, right on the ocean. I felt I was on a cruise ship, like on the ocean itself. So tell us a little bit more about the history of this beautiful resort and some of the amenities that you have here to offer.
Yeah, absolutely. The hotel opened in 1990. We're really, really lucky that in the past few years, we've invested over $70 million into the property and renovations. So this year, in 2015, we're finishing a suite and villa renovation, as well as a brand new spa that just opened, a signature restaurant that's one of the most popular restaurants on the island.
And that was Ko Restaurant, which I had the most beautiful meal ever. And Chef Ping was like so brilliant and so caring, and you can feel the love in his dishes. I mean, absolutely. And he gives back to the community. You know, I can't even say enough. I mean, Asian food is my... And the spa treatment that I had, I can seriously say, and I told the spa director, as well as Shannon, the person that did the spa, she's got magic fingers. And I actually talked to somebody who, you know, as I was leaving, somebody was coming in, and he's been to the spa 5 times, kid you not,
wow.
And because of that spa treatment. So tell us, like, why have you been able to do things so successfully, so well here?
Well, you know, I think a lot of the things that we were just talking about, so the fact that the hotel is all suite, and then we also have the villas, and then the fact that everything is new and improved, those are all great. About that makes it so special is the people and the culture and the genuine sense of aloha. And you know, it sounds kind of silly, and it doesn't sound like something that's really true, but the people here really, really care about our guests. And we have so many guests who come back year after year, and just really making it a special, memorable vacation for the guests. It's kind of about taking service to the next level and really just showing our guests, it's like welcoming them to our home.
And it's the ohana spirit that I felt here immediately. Talking to your cultural advisor, it's something that permeates throughout the organization, right? From all the way from housekeeping all the way up to top management. And guest service is unparalleled as well. So can you tell us some of the special things that are happening throughout the year at the resort so people can expect and be delighted in?
Yeah, absolutely. So our cultural program is very popular. I know you spoke with our cultural advisor, Janelle. We have always our Hawaiian canoe experience, Hawaiian language classes, a really amazing tour that Janelle takes guests on that talks about all of the... Then we also have amenities such as free snorkel equipment, umbrellas on the beach. We have, you know, everything down to sunscreen by the pool and mochi ice cream, like all these little touches that we really try to just sort of go above and beyond to make the experience special.
What is your favorite experience here at the resort? You've been working here for a while and you've probably experienced it all. So what's your, like, maybe top 3 things that are must-dos?
Well, I would say probably the best experience is a Hawaiian sunset. I mean, the sunset views, over 75% of our suites face the ocean, and sitting on your lanai or your balcony with a glass of wine at the end of the day and watching the sun go down into the ocean with the colors, the sky just lights up, is just a phenomenal experience. Snorkeling right off the coast is incredible. You can almost always see green sea turtles, which are just, it's just incredible to swim next to a sea turtle.
I think you strategically place those sea turtles there because, you know what, I am not a swimmer, I can't swim, but I had my boogie board out there, and the sea turtle was sort of end my experience here by seeing those sea turtles so close. And for those that will be watching later, I'll be preparing a video that will have that and will be linked as well. So you will see my utter sheer delight in seeing those beautiful, majestic creatures in the wild where they belong and where they're thriving here in Wailea Bay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, when they swim, they actually look like they're flying. Mm-hmm. They're so beautiful and graceful. And then you'll have to come back for whale season because the whales are just coming from Alaska right now. And in February, like February, March, some in January, shore. It's incredible. 40-ton animals. You know, it's just the most amazing moment.
And, you know, I can see from the suite that I was in, just having that beautiful bird's eye view, almost 180-degree view of the ocean as well. So I can only imagine the magnificence of seeing the splendor of those beautiful whales coming back here in Maui and just sitting there and sipping that glass of champagne or the wine or a Diet Coke even, and just absorbing nature and being really time for yourself, rejuvenating, and then connecting with other loved ones. And you can do that at the luxury suite here, where there's privacy, there's levels of service that you have, the convenience of a resort, but yet the privacy of home as well. What did the guests say about the experience that you have here? I know that I've talked to quite a number, and they've come year after year after year. So what is it about the resort that keeps on, you know, giving back and people wanting to come back for more?
You know, I get that question a lot, and I think a lot we hear a lot that there's just an energy here, that there's an energy of connectivity, of really, like you were saying, like coming together with people you love, making memories, you know. And our staff just, we really try to help out with that and in any way we can. And then the hotel itself, it's really open and airy and has a lot of big, beautiful open spaces to play frisbee, you know, at dusk or, you know, whatever you need to do in order to really reconnect.
Right. And I know this beautiful lobby that we're sitting in, I mean, this beautiful arch. Of the ocean as well. And there's, you know, there's gathering places and you built this place so unique for that. I mean, the entry has these beautiful, I'm not sure what kind of trees they are. They look like evergreens or cypress trees, but they're beautiful. And so you have different layers of the greenery next door to the beautiful water as a backdrop. I mean, you can't get any more beautiful than this, right?
Yes, yeah. And that's what we want to do. We want to invite our guests to a place where they feel comfortable and where they're inspired. And really enjoy, like what you were saying, what life is all about, and that's connecting with people you love and making memories.
Right. Anything else that you want to share as far as any, you know, specific campaigns that are coming up or any unique experiences you'll be offering or thinking about offering?
We're just really excited for 2015, mostly just because the hotel is just in such a beautiful place right now. Really, it's nicer than the day it opened. We just have all of these exceptional additions with the spa and the restaurant and then all of the guest rooms, every single one, renovated and are just beautiful. So we're just really excited about sort of sharing the sort of nuts and bolts of the hotel with everyone and then really sort of making that experience come to life.
Well, thank you so much for a magical experience here and for your smiles and everybody's warm smiles and hospitality. What an experience it's been. And thank you so much, Megan. That's Megan Hardesty, the Public Relations Director of the Fairmont Keilani here in beautiful Maui. Thank you.
Thank you. Mahalo.